And I do want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. My dad is here, and I'm grateful for him, and just want to honor him and thank him for coming. Well, today, I want to do an experiment. But before we do that, I want us to pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That was the experiment. I gotcha. I grew up praying that prayer every week, year after year. And I kind of remember, sitting in the church that I grew up in and just sort of just letting the words just kind of fall out. I got lost in the language a little bit. I was like, well, art and hallow and debtors and trespasses or whatever. But many of us know that prayer. And I was talking to Ben that we prayed that a lot this morning in the prayer time downstairs. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm on to something. But what I realized is, maybe a few years ago that I didn't really think about that prayer much at all up until the last few years. And really, when you look at that, it is packed with really powerful stuff. Really powerful stuff. And millions of people probably today are praying that very prayer. Now, you talk about intercession, okay? The trick is we've got to unite that with faith. I know the words to it, but I didn't think about it until a couple years ago, really. Okay, what are we talking about? Maybe you're not like this, but I would, be reading in my Bible, and I'd read maybe in Matthew chapter 6 where this prayer is, or in Luke, and I would get to that part, and in the interest of time, I would skip down, and because I know it. I knew it already. I didn't have to read those verses because I knew them. So I didn't have to think about it. Maybe that's just me. I know probably most of you wouldn't do that. But the reason I started here today is because I feel like we as Christians don't always really understand what we have. We tend to get excited about what God's gonna do and what he's gonna release and what's coming, and all that is great. I am excited about that stuff, but not at the expense of what has already been done. And so when we look at the Lord's Prayer, we see a perfect example of this, of just incredible power and resource that God has given us. And I hardly think about it. I shared some of this on campus this past semester, and one of our students was like, "I never really even thought." I was like, "Yeah, it's in the Bible." They're like, "What? It's not just in the little book on the back of the seat in front of me?" It's like, no, it's in there. And I want to just take a piece of this and just talk about it for a little bit. This prayer is in Matthew and in Luke. And I love how it starts in Luke. Because, and it's up here, because, you know, this disciple's like, well, teach us how to pray. John's disciples, they know how to pray. We should pray. We should probably do that. Can you teach us? Okay, and Jesus says, okay, when you pray, say, Father. Now, I think it's kind of interesting that I had this kind of stirring in me, and then it was came about, oh, you're going to preach on this day. I didn't know it was going to be Father's Day. So I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't think it's cool, but I thought it was quite cool. Yeah. So Jesus says, when you pray, say, Father. Now, yeah, okay. I'm okay. You know, okay, then we get on to the art in heaven and all this, but whoa. Okay. This is a big deal, okay? In John 5, 17 and 18, I think it's going to be up there. But he answered them, my Father is working until now, and I myself am working. For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but he was also calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. They wanted to kill Jesus for this. You know, the Sabbath, yeah, but oh my gosh, he's saying God is a father? We've got to do something about this guy. This cannot go on, okay? And so the disciples say, teach us how to pray. And Jesus says, when you pray, say Father. And they're like, what? They want to kill you for that. But okay. But you know, immediately, Jesus brings out relationship. That is the point. He's like, when you pray, you are not talking to, you know, some distant, busy person. He's like, when you pray, you say, Father. Now, the example that I come back to a lot, and I use it a lot with the students on campus, is that because you hear in the college world, you hear a lot of them. Well, Jesus is pretty cool. I like him. And, you know, I mean, the Holy Spirit, I mean, they're okay with Jesus. But anybody else, they get a little skittish around. And so when Jesus says, when you pray, say, Father, okay, well, what is he talking about? Who is this guy? What are we supposed to do? Because some people hear that word and they think, just one example, they think Lincoln Memorial. Big, powerful, important, strong, brass, whatever it's made. Was it brass? What is it? It's probably, yeah, it's better than that. That's the penny. I'm thinking of copper. But they also think, oh, wow, okay, but cold and silent. And they can't grab onto this image that I feel like we take for granted. You know, Jesus.